Welcome to One Handshake, the podcast that explores how a single handshake can transform your life or business. I'm your host, Jillian Vorst, a business strategist and connector. This podcast is an extension of the One Handshake community, a dynamic, values-driven network of individuals who believe in the transformative power of connection. It's a space where members genuinely support one another, exchanging insights, connections, and opportunities to grow together. Let's dive in and discover how one handshake can change everything.
Hey, how's everybody doing today? It's Jillian Vorst, host of the podcast. So recently, I've had some conversations with people that were experiencing some difficult and very heavy situations. And so typically, this would be a private conversation. But today, I thought I'd have it with you via my microphone. So difficult times can arise due to internal circumstances or challenges, external events beyond our control, or even seemingly out of nowhere when we thought things were going smoothly with a relationship, an engagement, life, what have you. It's natural to feel an emotional response to our equilibrium feeling thrown off, or frustrated and even angry when things don't go the way we think they should, or when someone treats us in a way that we feel is unjustified, or when we observe someone else being treated unfairly. But how do we balance honoring our feelings without letting them send us over the deep end into a vat of more anger, distrust, and other negative emotions, or to drain our positive energy, thereby reducing our ability and motivation to continue on our paths to creating impact and being happy? How many of us have had the experience of allowing a difficult interaction to spill over into our next conversation or activity, right? Anyone? It's not just me, right? At home, dealing with the kid situation or the bills or the neighbors, and then we have to show up in the office, and sometimes it's hard to, you know, switch gear, so to speak. Or on the train, on the way to the office, something happens and it can, you know, throw off our day. Or perhaps static at or about work, either pressure from the boss or investors, can then ruin our weekend. Or maybe the person in the parking garage can then, you know, kind of throw off your afternoon with your friends. Or the breaking news story of the hour can ignite us and take us off kilter. So the question is, how can we maintain our poise without ignoring our own emotional charge? Or is it even possible? Today, I'm bringing this up because from my viewpoint, many of the examples are present, and I know how difficult it can be. Although I'm not a therapist, and this is not therapy, the reason I believe this is relevant to explore is because many, if not most, or even all of us are or will experience this too. There are a growing number of apps to help people deal with stress and anxiety, and the topic of mental health, although an on-again, off-again topic, seems to be more widespread of late. But I think it goes beyond that. This is a kind of topic that is often overlooked or underestimated or just flat out skipped when the topic of, quote, networking is taught or discussed. And by networking, I'm also referring to business development, working with colleagues, dealing with our neighbors, all of it. Because to me, networking is about relationships. And that is what One Handshake is all about. So here are three suggestions that may be useful to keep in your pocket for future reference. They can all do double duty by helping us to feel better and also directly cultivating a connection. It's this overlap or convergence of mindset, self-awareness, and posture that are critical elements of living a successful life and a life that is rich with connection. So three of them. Number one, be real. When you say or do something you wish you could take back, own it. This demonstrates humility and self-awareness as well as confidence. And I'm starting with one of my favorites. It's something I've had lots of experience with over the years, including owning up to my own mistakes. What's ironic about this is many people think and do the opposite. So here are a few bits to ponder, and hopefully this will help it to sink in. So when is the last time someone came to you and owned their behavior in any way? Imagine if they had. Think about a recent difficult situation, and now imagine this person coming to you to, you know, own their words or behavior. How would that feel? Would that have any bearing on how you see or feel about them? And as a side note, owning behavior isn't the same thing as explaining why we did or said what we did, just for the record. Now, if we have said or done something that we wish we could take back or have done differently, isn't it reasonable to consider that others may have also had this experience? So by acting in this way, in addressing our misgivings, it will have an impact on others. Whether they verbalize it or not, they will take notice. And there's a good chance they'll relay the story to someone else along the way. This means your impact is multiplied. Imagine that. Number two, remember, they are human too. When you witness or experience something that doesn't feel right to you, pause. Remember, they too are human and trying to find their own way, and in many cases, doing the best they can. Perhaps there are circumstances beyond our periphery that are involved. This does not mean that we're condoning indecent behavior. It means to invite the lens of connectivity to the situation. It's not a silver bullet, but it can help in many circumstances. Consider where they may have gone off the rails that day. Maybe something at home, on the train, in the office. Sound familiar? A useful follow-up that can also work is to ask a question from the posture of being curious and concerned, not directive, condescending, or judgmental. It may be to clarify what their challenge is. It may be to ask if they need help. I realize this is sometimes easier said than done, but it can be quite effective. And number three, I think my second favorite, is time will pass. Don't eat your words. Inevitably, there will be difficult situations or people where connection isn't able to take place at that moment, or they may even get worse or linger. The magic in this is another gift of mindset, that it will pass. And give yourself the gift of being able to look back at the encounter weeks or even years later and feel proud of how you conducted yourself. This also helps to strengthen our self-confidence. These examples can lead to surprising results, which is really what we're after, right? So first, we can feel better. These things can help us to take the edge off the intensity. It can feel like we've addressed it without the hurtful or even dangerous spike of vengeance, right? And it can even allow us to carry on feeling even better than we did before the encounter, believe it or not. And also, seeing someone in their raw humanity and holding that moment of pause for them is another way to offer a handshake. It invites them into like a more amicable place. So to wrap up, first, if you're going through a difficult time, just know it will pass. And I don't say this to minimize what you're going through, but instead to remind you the sun will come up tomorrow. And chances are you've made it through difficult times in the past and you can do it again. Being self-aware and continuing to hone our mindset can significantly influence the depth and breadth of our relationships, starting with ourselves. So whether you're working on your relationship with yourself or seeking to extend your professional network, we hope you'll include one handshake as a resource. So thanks for staying with me for today's episode and hope to see you for a future one. Cheers.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of One Handshake. We hope you feel inspired and equipped to see yourself and the world in a new light. If you're still listening, I'm guessing what was discussed in this episode resonated with you. If you haven't already, please subscribe to the show. If you feel compelled, please consider rating our show or leaving us a review. You can also follow us on the socials or even come check us out at onehandshake.co. Thanks for spending this time with us. Now go shake some hands.